Welcome in, everybody, to a special trailer pod.
A trail pod.
Minipod.
Minipod.
Bonus pod.
Minisode.
A bonus trailer reaction episode of that movie show. Mike Went, Liam Stryker.
That bonus show.
That bonus show. I like it. Maybe we can get that website from MTV.
Maybe. Who knows?
You know, if there's anybody out there that knows anybody at MTV, can you have them release thatmovieshow.com to us? I mean, we'll pay like, I don't know, $20 maybe?
Yeah. Maybe even 25.
Maybe 25 because they're not using it.
Yeah.
They don't have a show called That Movie Show. They
yet.
Just bought the domain. I mean, that could be the other thing. They could buy the show or the domain, or they can give us the domain. Either way, it's just it's a brief aside.
Viacom.
Because what we're doing is a little bit of a reaction because, yesterday? We're recording this on Saturday, so it was,
yesterday.
At Star Wars Celebration in Chicago. They released the teaser trailer for Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker.
So there's a couple things with this trailer that kind of jump out at me right off the bat.
Okay, I was going to ask if you've watched it. Obviously you have. How many times have you watched it?
Three
times. I think I'm in the 3 to 5 range. I watched it once right before you showed up. So before we get into it, you want to just watch it?
Yeah, let's just watch it because there's a thing on it that I definitely want to talk about that's kind of interesting.
All right, so we're at the Star Wars YouTube channel, and we have it queued up right to the beginning. So I'm going to hit play.
Let's do it.
3, 2, 1. We got heavy breathing.
Yeah, it's heavy breathing.
Right off the bat, I'm going to say it. Rey's makeup is flawless for the desert.
Flawless.
Flawless.
Desert chic. Yeah, I do like that Luke is voicing over right now.
Okay, she has a lightsaber. Now, that isn't the Anakin lightsaber.
I think
it looks like a hybrid of the Jedi lightsaber with the top of the Anakin lightsaber.
Yeah.
Like, it looks like the bottom is from the green lightsaber from Jedi, and the top part is the one that exploded in the last movie, The Last Jedi.
Right.
So maybe she, like,
rebuilt
as a Jedi,
it.
You reconstruct or construct your own lightsaber.
Right. This is just a very cool sequence.
I'm so curious about this whole thing, because we believe it's Kylo Ren. They don't show him, obviously.
Right.
But I'm so curious about this whole thing. Did she crash land? Where's her ship? Did she just run into the middle of the desert and just flip?
Yeah. It's just, it's a really cool...
I think we're
going
to have to run through this at least twice.
Right. It's just a really cool sequence. Kylo's a badass.
I'm just going to say, I didn't realize how big Adam Driver was, I think, until the last movie. When he was, like, shirtless and waxed up with just the barrel chest.
Yeah, he's huge.
And it made me think back to when we were doing that wrestling show and casting the Vince McMahon. He could do a Bret Hart very easily.
Oh, he could easily be Bret Hart.
That took me a moment to click that it was Luke's medal from the first Star Wars.
Yeah.
And, of course, you get misty when Leia hugs Rey.
Is that the broken Death Star?
That's my other thing. It looks like they're overlooking the destroyed Death Star, presumably from Jedi.
Yeah.
And he says, nobody's ever gone.
And then
the laugh of
Palpatine.
Palpatine, which I don't know how many of you were watching. We're going to do this again. Let me get that back there for a second. I'm going to pause it real quick. There we go.
Yep.
I don't know how many of you were watching the live feed, because I love what Star Wars has been doing. Star Wars, Lucasfilms, Disney.
Yep.
And company. Have been doing for the celebration in Chicago, but they're live streaming basically everything.
Yeah.
For those of us that can't be in Chicago, we're not missing a thing. I watched everything I need to see about Galaxy's Edge today.
Oh, really? Okay.
Today was Galaxy's Edge day.
I haven't seen the Galaxy's Edge stuff, but
and
I'm
again,
very
it's
interested.
Great because it's all on their YouTube channel. So
yeah,
you can
so
go
I
back
just have to watch it on Star Wars'
it.
YouTube channel.
And yesterday, they ran the trailer. They wrapped up their panel. They had all the cast, the entire cast, the main cast. And J.J. Abrams and all the executives, and Stephen Colbert was doing a great job of hosting. And then at the end, they go, okay, we're done. Do you want to see a teaser?
Yeah.
They run the teaser we all just watched together.
Yep.
Cut back to the theater. It's black. Lights come up. And Ian McDiarmid is standing there with a microphone, and in the Palpatine voice says, "Roll it again." And I'm just like, fuck yeah!
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Not only confirming that, yes, that laugh was the Emperor.
Right.
But he's going to be in it.
Yeah, which is very interesting.
It's not going to be like, you know, I'm assuming that's what it means. No confirmation, like, but he was there on stage.
Well, because in the promotional material, at least the early promotional material for The Force Awakens, they showed Vader's helmet, and it was all, like, mangled and burnt.
Right.
But they added the respirator sound effect into it, you know, so this doesn't feel like that.
No, no.
You know, it doesn't feel like... Like,
I mean, he was there on stage.
He was there on stage. That's a huge reveal. That's a very interesting thing to really set up this movie and kind of some intrigue that has waned from the Star Wars franchise since The Last Jedi.
And it's also, to me, a bigger explanation to Snoke, because everyone's pissed about the last movie, The Last Jedi, about Snoke.
Right.
Oh, and they just killed him off without telling us who he was or blah, 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 because God forbid. But I... think that we're going to see that it was all a bigger plot from the Emperor, and possibly Snoke was a pawn?
Probably.
Let's watch it again.
Yeah, let's watch it again.
All right, we're back at the beginning of on the Star Wars YouTube page, right at the beginning of the teaser, and 3, 2, 1. Yeah, I don't know if she, like, crash-landed or something.
Yeah.
I will say this, that most people don't know about the Force. You can tell how dry she is because the Force, you can control sweat glands.
Yeah, of course.
That's one of those things. People didn't know you could fly like Mary Poppins. You also can control sweat glands.
Yeah.
The Force. It's mythical.
She's also a desert child.
She is. She's used to it.
Yeah.
She grew up in Vegas. It's a dry heat.
Yeah, it's a dry heat. She gets it.
I do like that she has the gun Han Solo gave her along with the lightsaber.
Yeah.
Kind of blending those two.
Every generation has a legend. Mm-hmm. You know, the wording in this is something that I kind of paid attention to, because words mean things when you're doing stuff like this. But the one that comes up next, I believe, is the one that really kind of tipped me off.
Okay.
Which is, let's see when it happens, and I'll point it out. But, yeah, we assume that this is a...
I assume they're going to have a one-on-one Jedi-Sith fight.
Yeah.
Like, two Force-powerful people are going to fight in the desert.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what you were concerned about this Christmas?
Yeah, it was this Christmas. I gave you my heart.
Yes.
This Christmas.
He's just a big dude.
He's a big dude. He's badass. He's I like that we got the helmet back. Yep. I do like that.
We got a new droid.
Yep.
Billy Dee doing Billy Dee stuff.
Billy Dee doing Billy Dee things. That's it. The saga comes to an end.
And they have said that the film series is going to take a hiatus for a while.
Right. Which is going to be interesting because that's the Death Star.
That's definitely
man.
The Death Star.
But you look at this movie, or you look at the saga, and they said that there was going to be indefinite Star Wars movies. They didn't say that, like...
Right.
This 3 was going to be...
No. What they're saying, I believe, The Rise of Skywalker.
I do think that title's a little dumb, though.
I mean, yes. It, at face value, it feels kind of dumb.
Yeah.
But again, I'm curious.
Right. The problems that
Because a lot of people said the same shit about The Last Jedi.
See,
and we are Star Wars fans. We are movie fans.
Right.
We're going to overanalyze everything. I mean, we were talking off air about my comment section. I was very happy.
Right.
I made a simple post. It was a screenshot of the title, and people just decided to shit on it.
Yeah.
Incessantly.
The problem that I have.
Incessantly. It's like, come on.
The problem that I have with the title is we made a point in the last movie to dismiss that she is not anybody. Right?
Sure.
Like they made a point to be like, oh, no, your parents were stupid and they just left you out there.
Theory.
Right.
Because that's what we're doing here, speculation.
Right.
My theory is Kylo was lying.
So.
Because he's the one that told her family was nothing. Meaning, if she believes that she has no bigger purpose, as in I am.
Right.
As in she's a Kenobi or she is a Skywalker, then she will be easily turned.
Correct. You are right. You are.
Maybe?
The issue is that
she's not a Skywalker.
Well, the issue is that this is a movie franchise that has no moral gray area. Mm-hmm. Right. Everything is taken at face value.
Right.
Vader says that he is Luke's father. Luke immediately believes him. You know, like, everything in this franchise...
Well, he searched his feelings. He knows it was true.
Right. But it's still a movie franchise where people don't lie and deceit each other. Right? Like at no point... Everything is taken at face value.
But when... But when he showed up in the desert and tricked Princess Vespa into thinking that it was... Oh, that's the other one.
That's
Sorry.
The other one. That's the other one. Yeah.
Fooled you.
Yeah. But that, you know what I mean? Like, that's what we're talking about with this franchise. So it does fly in the face of that. I do think that that's a little dumb, especially because that is one of the big unanswered questions and one of the main issues that people had with The Last Jedi.
It could also be very leading because the title makes you think the rise of Skywalker means this is continuing. However, like you said, the title card said the end of a saga.
Right.
So what does it mean? And again, Luke's voiceover is saying nobody's ever really gone.
Right.
Also meaning, I mean, he's a Force ghost.
Yeah, right.
Like, Luke is not gone. Luke is clearly in this. We saw Yoda in the last movie.
Yeah, we did.
Okay? The Jedi don't die. We could have Liam Neeson show up in this thing.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
That'd be fun, right? A whole ghost Jedi council. You got Mark Hamill and Yoda and Sam Jackson.
And Ewan McGregor.
And the ghost of Alec Guinness, you know?
Well, we would have to choose.
I don't want to choose.
Yeah, it's Ewan McGregor.
I want them both.
It's Ewan McGregor or Alec McGuinness.
I want Hayden Christensen and the old guy.
And the old guy that nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
Do you know I used to be so confused of that as
without
a kid?
Eyebrows, by the way.
Like, with a kid, you know, as a kid when that guy just showed up at the end.
Who's he?
I was like, who are you?
Who are you?
Who are you? I don't, why did
So you were a fan of the digital editing of adding Hayden Christensen?
I was. Okay. I don't think that Hayden Christensen was a good Anakin by any stretch, but it at least makes more sense because we had never seen that actor before.
We hadn't. I actually agree with you. Again, Hayden Christensen, not a great actor.
Yeah.
Not a good Anakin Skywalker choice. However, if we're going to, you know, get into, you know, theory and mystery and lore.
Yeah.
Anakin Skywalker died when he became Darth Vader, so technically, if Anakin Skywalker was to regenerate as a Jedi, it would be Hayden Christensen.
Right.
And plus, I'm not 100% the other actor still around.
Right.
But we know Hayden Christensen's not doing anything.
Yeah, well, there's... the big
he
thing...
He can fucking show up.
It's just that's the version of the character you know.
Right, exactly.
You know, that's the... You don't know who that other guy was.
The kids know him.
Yeah, the kids
The kids know him. He's mighty handsome.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
He's a dreamy Darth
Vader. He was in that dumb movie.
But the title does pose the question, what does it mean? And I think it is about, it's less about being a literal connection to the family, because this is the end of the Skywalker family story. That's what
in
that
theory,
means.
Yeah.
In theory, that's what I believe that's what that would mean. However, because no, as the fucking thing says, nobody dies in Star Wars, okay? Alec Guinness was living for about half of one movie, but was in all three of the originals, you know what I mean?
Right.
So Luke Skywalker can continue on, and the rise of Skywalker could be in reference to the Alec Guinness line from the original, where if you strike me down, I'll become even more powerful. Hence, once you... release yourself from your mortal body and become a Force ghost, you become an even more powerful Jedi.
Right.
I mean, Yoda was able to do physical shit in the last one.
That's true.
Even though nobody wants to talk about the last one, it had some good points.
Yeah, I think you're talking about a fan base. Everybody, there's a fan base that holds on to stuff too literally.
Well, we've talked about Last Jedi many times. Not even, we have a Last Jedi episode. It's in the archives, newageinsiders.com. But we've talked about it on the radio show. We've talked about it on, and it's more alluding to the fan base and their mentality, and how my opinion has always been that they convinced themselves through speculation, through their own speculation, they wrote their own movie.
Yeah.
That they weren't going to accept anything except the movie that they each wrote in their own head.
Right.
And when that movie didn't come out, worst fucking thing ever. Now, when you say worst movie in a franchise, I implore all of you to go back and watch episode 2 again.
Yeah, right.
Please.
Right.
Because I saw it all day yesterday.
Yeah.
Last Jedi was the worst thing that ever happened. Go watch episode 2 and sit through that sand is so coarse scene and just tell me that
it's
that,
the worst.
Because let's be honest, it's not.
No. The other part too is
it's not very rewatchable. Last Jedi isn't very rewatchable, but it's more rewatchable than episode 2.
I don't want to travel down this road, but you know, here we go.
Mm. Give it to me.
It just shows you how elite Marvel is at everything they're doing.
We brought this up, I believe, also in either our Rogue One episode or our Last Jedi episode. You can find both at newageinsiders.com, where I believe the point you're about to make, and I'm going to make it for you.
Yeah, sure.
Star Wars now has 9 saga movies.
Yep.
And
2
story movies. And the majority of them people don't like.
Right.
I mean, 1 and 2 are not really liked movies. 1 has more better qualities. Well, more better. Has better qualities than 2, but most people don't really.
Right.
I mean, I know from sitting in the 19-hour marathon that most people slept through the first 2 movies.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? And there's a lot of people that don't even like episode 3. I personally like episode 3.
I like the last.
Especially the back 45 minutes.
I like the last act of the first, of the episode 3.
But most people really hold on to the original trilogy, and there's some people that don't even like Jedi.
Yeah.
Especially when it gets the Ewok shit. And then these.
Which I don't understand.
These, it's been polarizing. There are even people that don't like Force Awakens because it's just a remake of The New Hope. They're giving you Star Wars. But however, I think to your point, Marvel has done now 22 movies, and realistically, there's only really one that people don't want to see again.
And that's Thor 2.
Thor 2. You could throw Incredible Hulk in there, maybe.
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah.
See, and it's
Kevin Feige, you're our only hope.
Yeah, Kevin Feige. That's the thing that Star Wars is missing.
A Kevin Feige.
Is a Kevin Feige.
Who's their Kevin Feige? Is it Kathleen Kennedy?
Well, she's the head of Lucasfilm.
So technically, technically he's the head of Marvel.
You know, so the problem is that you started with J.J. Abrams, and then for some odd reason,
I think what they were thinking was, because I thought about this as well, was the original trilogy didn't have, I mean, George Lucas was very involved, but he didn't direct the second two.
Yeah.
He didn't do Empire. He didn't do Jedi. So I think that was kind of, and plus, even with Marvel.
Right. The directors are all different.
Like 10 directors in Marvel.
Yeah. Joss Whedon did the first Avengers, and the Russo brothers have done these two.
Right. And so I think that might have been their philosophy, and then realized, shit, we should have just let J.J. do a trilogy.
Should have just done let J.J. do a trilogy.
He could have skipped the last Cloverfield movie or whatever the hell he was doing in between, and maybe just give Rian Johnson his side project trilogy that he wanted to do anyway.
Right.
I mean, maybe that would have been a better choice. I don't know. We'll never know that answer.
Right. Because that movie didn't need to be, The Last Jedi didn't need to have the mainline cast of people in it in prominent roles.
Right.
You could have told a story with 1 or 2 of them and had it be an offshoot story.
Sure.
That didn't need to be a mainline.
But also, I mean, you can even feel visually, this looks closer to Force Awakens.
Correct.
The color scheme looks closer to Force Awakens. The tone of it feels closer to Force Awakens. So I think we're going to get, I don't believe they're going to dismiss Last Jedi.
No, I don't think so.
I believe they're going to do enough to, and I don't want to use the term fix the problems, but fix the problems.
Yeah, well,
like they're going to figure out ways to explain Snoke. Even without explaining Snoke being like, okay, he was just, like I said earlier, a pawn in the Emperor's larger plan.
Yeah.
The Emperor has always been there.
Yeah, well, he could
pulling the strings, if you will.
So the idea also could be that, and this is something that a friend of mine and I had talked about, is in Revenge of the Sith,
right,
the episode 3, the Emperor talks to Anakin and talks to him about how there was a Sith Lord that could, like, circumvent death, and he did it by, like, basically jumping from body to body or something like that. And so the point that my friend brought up was, like, maybe Snoke was just the vessel that he was in.
Sure.
You know? And so...
Oh, so you're even saying that the Emperor was Snoke. I like that.
The Emperor was Snoke.
I like that.
And
it makes you have to go back to episode 3. I'm sorry if people that don't like it, but you know.
Yeah. You know, so it makes sense as to how this guy could come out of nowhere.
Right. And be so damn powerful.
And be so damn powerful out of nowhere.
Well, we did have about 30 years or so.
Yeah.
And I don't even know how it, I mean, you know, dog years, that's like fucking 50. So in galaxy years, that could be, you know, a millennia. 100.
Yeah, you're right. But the trailer is exciting.
It is.
I just hope, and I think every Star Wars fan is hoping, that somehow they resurrect Darth Vader.
I don't.
Oh, I do.
I don't. And I just
want more Darth Vader.
Well, no, I agree with you. But I think there's an opportunity to do a Vader series of movies and have movies set in that time frame. I know the Disney Plus is going to be doing
Mandalorian
and the Cassian show. It's going to be a TV series. So they're going to be taking place in a Vader era.
Yeah, that's
where
true.
Where we could see appearances of that Vader, especially now that we have the Rogue One style Vader.
Yeah, right.
I would assume there's going to be a lot of opportunity to see Vader shit once Galaxy Edge opens.
Mm.
I mean, I did that thing at Disney World, The Void, the Secrets of the Empire, where literally Vader cut my blaster in half in virtual reality, and I turned into an 8-year-old boy all over again. It was the greatest fucking thing ever.
Well,
I texted my brother for 3 days, like, you will not believe what just happened.
Yeah, the problem with Galaxy's Edge is that Galaxy's Edge takes place in this new trilogy, so Vader's already dead.
Okay.
So
maybe we have a throwback game just for me.
Yeah, that's the only thing. So
it does look amazing, though. I watched all their live shit today.
I can't wait.
It looks fucking bonkers.
So we're going to, we should probably like send this to Disney PR, right? And be like, hey, can we come down and check it out?
I think on the radio show, we should do a clean version, then send it to Disney PR, or it will end up on Hulu.
You're right. You're right.
Because that's happening. That's going to happen. Because Disney Plus did come out with not only their pricing, their release date, the content, and et cetera, but one of the things I found really positive was not only the fact that it's going to be a $6.99 starting price for Disney Plus, but they're also going to bundle Disney Plus with Hulu and ESPN Plus. And the package is going to cost less than if you subscribed individually to all three.
That's amazing.
I don't have really a concern for ESPN Plus, but if it means I'm going to get Hulu and Disney Plus at a cheaper price, because what's going to happen is family-friendly stuff, PG-13 and down, for lack of a better term, is going to be on Disney Plus.
Right.
R-rated and up is going to be on Hulu.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know how to really describe it, but R-rated and adult content is going to Hulu. PG-13 and family-friendly content going to Disney Plus.
Yeah, both TVMA.
Because people were pissed. They're like, oh, we're losing The Simpsons off of Hulu. It's like, well, you're going to lose a lot of stuff, but it's just going to be ported over here because they own both.
Yeah, right.
Because a lot of people didn't catch that fact in the whole merger that Disney now owns Hulu as well.
Right.
So there's that.
So we'll see. I'm excited to see I hope that
I'm a day one buy. I mean, that is what it is.
Yeah,
I'm finally going to have Hulu.
Yeah, I have
and
Hulu.
Disney Plus.
I have Hulu already.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
Bully for you, motherfucker.
Bully for me.
So yeah, I think we're both very excited.
Yeah, of course.
I think we're going to be day one people.
I think you're right.
I think we might have to talk to Showcase and get a little something going on.
Yeah.
We have that connect. Hopefully it sticks around.
Hopefully.
We'll still be in contract. We'll still be under contract.
Oh, yeah.
We get a year. So
we get a year.
We'll
so
still
they're
be under contract.
Stuck with us.
They're stuck with us. We're going to have to do something. They're going to have to do something with us at Star Wars.
Yeah.
Hopefully at that point they still like us, is I guess what I'm saying.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess that's the tip.
All right. Thanks for joining us on this trailer pod.
That trailer show.
That bonus show.
Bonus show.
And don't forget to subscribe to That Movie Show on New Age Insiders Pop on all forms of podcasts. You can find all of our audio and video archives at newageinsiders.com. This week coming up, we got Galaxy Quest.
Yeah, very,
we are
very
staying
excited.
Very sci-fi.
Yeah, super sci-fi.
Super sci-fi this week. So Galaxy Quest is on deck, and we will see you next time.
Bye, everybody.